following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
842 1360 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Jason wins. Spring is never coming for good. Congratulations, Jason. We can make a snowman on my birthday in August. It'll be all good. Actually, we'll probably make a snowman every Thursday, but not the same kind. Exactly. It's an inside joke that refers to getting an 8 on a hole of golf. But more on that later. I could not believe it when I got up this morning. Go to let the dog out the patio and there's white in the backyard. What the? Jason says he's never been more disappointed in being right about anything in his entire life. It's like when I predict that Democrats are going to win an election. You think I feel good about that? And I love it when listeners get all hacked off. You know, by the way, you don't have to worry about that this year. I won't be predicting that. Have I ever predicted a Democrat win, and I'm talking not in a single race, but across the board, and have been wrong? No. I was right in 06. The big talk shows were wrong. I was right in 08. The big talk shows were wrong. We all knew what 2010 was going to be. I was wrong in 2012 when I did not predict President Obama would be reelected. Because you predict something doesn't mean that's what you want to happen. It's amazing the percentage of the audience that can never figure that out. I didn't hold it against Jason. I just desperately wanted him to be wrong. He was not wrong up to this date. It was really snowing hard earlier this morning. I mean, it was really coming down. And yeah, heavy, wet stuff. I go to not scrape it off, but shovel it off the vehicle, which is about what it was. Boy, I found out how rotten my old tires were because I handled this beautifully. No wonder I was sliding through. The tires, the old tires on my car must have been to baby butt status by that point, as in smooth as, because it was terrible. And today, actually, I had no issues at all. This is just incomprehensible to me. So now I do have to go and make arrangements. I wasn't going to do this, a month-to-month membership to have an indoor place to exercise. But I wasn't going to do it till fall, I should say, because with the weight loss, I am now incorporating an exercise program. I am to that stage, although I have not lost all the weight I want to. But, I need a couple times, three times a week to exercise. Apparently, that's not going to happen outside. This is just. Now, the shining silver lining there, of course, is the Brewers are acting very spring-like. 9 in a row. Best record in Major League Baseball at this point. Who ever thought we'd be saying that at any point in the season? I mean, unless they went 1-0, then they would be tied, you know. I suppose, yeah, they had the best record in baseball on opening day. But you know what I mean. We're going to talk later, is it real? We're also going to talk in that conversation. Jason, did you hear what Hank Aaron said? You did not hear what Hank Aaron said. He compared you to the KKK. You by name? No. But you, and if you're listening to the show, there's a really good chance he compared you with the KKK. This came in the week of the 40th anniversary of him breaking the career home run record. We're going to talk about that later in the show. A lot of stuff to get to. Yeah, I'm telling you, you didn't believe me that they have the best record in Major League? Yeah. And they have a losing record at home. and they're spotless on the road. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're not a losing record on the road. They're 4-2 at home. I'm sorry. The only series they lost is what I meant. I'm sorry. The only series they lost, they've lost at home. My apologies. Yeah, they're 4-2 at home. Yeah. They have won 10 games. Cardinals, which come, we can't talk about this now. I've got to talk about other things. But the Cardinals are 7-5. It'd be a huge, even if they just take 2 of 3, it'd be huge. All right, but I've already wasted too much time on that. Obviously, seismic political news in Wisconsin on Friday, and we're going to talk more about that later in the show. What it means for the fate of the state Senate, is it now very much in play? We're going to talk about that. I want to do a couple of things first. First, State Representative Chad Weininger did, in fact, announce that he'll leave the Wisconsin Assembly for a job with Brown County today, but he's not resigning from his assembly seat. That, by the way, Chad, by the way, is my state representative. He plans to keep his office open and staffed so that they can serve constituents. If he resigned, he'd have to close the office. He did say he will donate his pay to local charities. It's about $960 a week before taxes. He is not going to keep that money. He's going to donate it to charity, but he's going to keep the office open. This is likely going to open a floodgate of primary Republican candidates for that assembly seat. And he is the 20th member of the assembly to not seek re-election. Yet with all of that, Republicans are still expected to hang on. Now, as I said, it's really seismic activity in Wisconsin politics what happened on Friday. Tom Petri, not a surprise. I told you I thought it was less than a 50-50 chance that he would seek re-election. I was right. I did not expect him to announce that early. And perhaps he did it to kind of obscure it as the Mike Ellis story was imploding on Friday, where Ellis announced that he was not seeking re-election, and Mike Ellis blamed it on everything but Mike Ellis's own stupidity. He referred to being attacked in his own backyard. I suspect I resemble that remark. Don't know if that was aimed at me or not, but likely includes me. But here's what I'm going to share with you. The way that one TV station in this market, WBAY, framed this story. They basically said two Republican retirements could signal a new political era. Here's the story.
So what does this mean for politics in the area? Experts say their retirement could be a sign of a shift within the Republican Party. Jennifer Ann Wilson explains as we continue our top story coverage tonight.
It was the 1970s. The Brady Bunch was one of the most popular shows on television.
We had some good times in this house.
Polyester leisure suits were in, and both Mike Ellis and Tom Petri took political office. Now, more than 30 years later, both are stepping down.
Sometimes when you stick around a long time, while you have a legacy, the legacy might not be that good because you might kind of be perceived as yesterday's news or some holdout from a different era.
Political experts say the Republican Party has become more conservative over the years and that Ellis and Petri no longer fit in.
Both of them, they'll tend to, in the grand scheme of Republicanism, tend to fall more on the left-hand side of Republicanism.
When fellow Republican Glenn Grothman challenged Petri's seat, the message became more clear.
You're not towing the ideological line that some of us want you to tow, and we're going to challenge you as a result of that. And we're seeing that throughout the United States.
Primarily in the Republican Party. With fewer moderates in Congress, we could see more political stalemates.
Less compromise if there's a need to compromise, and more, definitely more voting along party lines.
In the state legislature, Ellis's absence could grease the wheels.
I think it clears the way for an up-and-comer in the Republican Party to take his place and possibly, if of course Walker wins re-election, to move Walker's agenda forward more easily.
Potentially pushing the Republican Party into a new era. Jennifer Ann Wilson, Action 2 News.
So the whole framing of that story is this: these radical Republicans taking over again, and this time it's hit Wisconsin. Okay, first, as I've argued many times, the Republican Party, when a more conservative candidate does win a primary or force a primary, it's not a move to the right. It's conservatives trying to yank the country back from the left to center. The extreme shift has been among the left in the past 40 years. what is seen as extremism by the right is the line in the sand. No, we're done. We're done. Now, is that what's happening here with Petri and Ellis? Yes and no. I know people hate that. What do you mean, yes and no? It's yes or it's no. Actually, yes and no. Petri and Ellis certainly did moderate over the years. Ellis, because of his personal history, was pretty kowtowish to the education establishment. There's no doubt about that. And if there's an issue where he most upset conservatives, it was the education issue, but there were others. But there are two other things going on, one respectively with each candidate. That part on that video that was released where he says he was in charge and not Scott Fitzgerald, okay, maybe the rest was BS, maybe it wasn't, maybe he really was plotting illegal, maybe. But I'll tell you what, he really did think he was in charge of the Senate, and that drove people in the inner workings, not necessarily as voters, crazy. Mike does have that megalomania about him. That's his biggest problem as anything. Not that, yeah, there are times. There are times on issues he frustrated the hell out of conservatives. As for Tom Petri, yes. I mean, his claim to fame is nothing, really. That's the other thing. Tom Petri got away for years with really going away to Washington and accomplishing nothing for the conservative cause.
In the nation, it's not always pretty.
He got away with that because...
Add brand new belongings from Nationwide Insurance and we'll replace destroyed or stolen items with brand new versions. We put members first. Join the nation.
Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, it's Scott Walker.
Yahoo Sports Minute is presented by Nationwide Insurance. Nationwide is on your side.
For the second time in 3 years, Bubba Watson is your Masters champion. A surprise? Somewhat, considering he'd mostly lost his form since winning at Augusta in 2012. But clearly, he's found it again. The big-hitting lefty won his first major in a playoff 2 years ago, but there wasn't much back nine drama this time around. Instead, Watson had to fend off a furious front nine by Jordan Spieth. For a moment, the 20-year-old looked like he might run away with the green jacket Sunday after birdieing two of the first four holes, the second coming on a dramatic chip-in. But Spieth's run at the record book, he was aiming to become the youngest winner ever at Augusta, was derailed by back-to-back bogeys on 8 and 9. 50-year-old Miguel Angel Jimenez hung tough, finishing just four strokes back. Rory McIlroy made a charge into the top 10. And Ricky Fowler, for a moment, was just a stroke off the lead. But somewhere along the way, everyone faltered but one, Watson. Now he's just the 17th person to win multiple green jackets, putting a 35-year-old from Baghdad, Florida, in an elite fraternity that reads like a who's who in golf. A list that includes names like Nicklaus, Palmer, Woods, Hogan, Player, Snead, Mickelson, Tom Watson, and more. As he celebrated the win, Bubba scooped up young son Caleb and made his way around the 18th green, high-fiving everyone in his way. He is the Masters champion.
I have gotten a plan A, B, and C on this, so don't worry. He's got an answer for you. If you want to find out more, it's 920-268-1386. Again, doesn't cost you a dime to see if it's right for you. A lot of Jerry Bader Show listeners have. 920-268-1386. 1386. It's 8:56.
Lots of people listen to Sean.
Obama's flip-flop.